Welcome to this continuing series from Morgan Rees.
Welcome to TV Next. We're covering social TV, TV applications, cloud television, broadband TV, and much more. It's all part of reimagining television, and it's all happening at TV Next. Keynote speakers include Jesse Rennes, Senior Vice President of Digital at USA Networks, The Perfect Pixel, Portable, Scalable, and Social, Bob Klenek, Senior Vice President and General Manager of Digital Platforms at CBS Interactive, CBSI, on creating successful social TV and multi-platform strategies.
So why we're all really here, which is about storytelling. According to Facebook, blogs, Twitter, during the Emmy event, what's really interesting about this, it's not just about volume and when the volume happens, but it's more about the context and really what the volume is about. And when, as a content creator, you can start understanding what the volume is about, you can start creating more content that's going to drive more volume. So we're looking at all the different peaks and troughs here through the day, and they can actually visualize and show when the peaks, when the real human reactions were happening on the social platforms during the Emmy telecast. John Cryer winning his Emmy, finally. Emmy for Best Supporting Actor. The big Twitter stunt, obviously having the biggest call to action and the biggest response. But again, people are mapping what's going on here. There is no formula yet for a successful campaign to happen on these platforms. But we're using science, data, math, to analyze all these different creative pieces of content to understand what humans are responding to.
And pleased to have Rob Gellick here from CBS Interactive.
We certainly know that people are multitasking while they're watching television. This is great statistics here that really talks about just how much. And not just about how much, but it's not the fact that they're doing email or doing postings to social networks. It's that how much of that actually pertains to what they're watching themselves. And this 45% of smartphones, 30% of tablets, really speaks to the fact that people on multi-screen are doing something related to that show itself, meaning opportunity to explore, to discover more, to enrich the dialogue, and that's where the market is heading. So specifically, what does that mean as it pertains back to social TV? Big construct there, social networks specifically. Lots of traffic, lots of comments going on. Last season, this was the 2011-2012 season, 440 million plus comments on social around TV specifically. It's a huge number and growing as we move into this current season. What does that mean for us at CBS specifically? Well, I think that we've been lucky so far in our efforts. Certainly they paid off in our understanding of how our audiences want to engage. For us specifically, the same season, that's the 2011-12 season, we did 44 million comments around our shows and properties that same year. So a huge number of that being around our properties. It's reassuring for sure. And a confirmation to know that the content we're creating is resonating, or at least sparking debate within those networks. And that also equates to around 20 billion earned impressions for us. 20 billion earned impressions, that means the comments are out there, they're shared, they're seen by friends, the power of the social graph and people's personal networks really expanding the dialogue around content programming. And so, tangibly, what does that mean to us as part of the business? Well, I would say in August, CBS announced its 45th consecutive month as the number one network website on CBS.com. So, and that's in terms of video viewers. So it means that people are coming back, they're discovering through social networks and coming to consume either by tuning into the network, most watched network, and actually coming to our digital portals in order to look at our content. So two of our new shows, The first one is Elementary, modern-day take on Sherlock Holmes, Johnny Lee Miller, Lucy Liu as Watson. The second one in Vegas, which is another one of our new shows, Michael Chiklis, Dennis Quaid, period piece, picture, cinematic quality, looking back at Vegas at the time where cowboys are going head-to-head with the mob. Great thing, great stories to be told here, but really no base yet. No one knows. First show hasn't been released. And for us, we're not afraid to come back and look at multi-platform and to look at this as really not such a complicated approach. It's a marketing vehicle and an extremely successful one. So we end up teasing out key pieces of content to build anticipation as part of these new shows. And so you can say live television, established shows, but even for our new shows, this becomes critical. Here, this is an Elementary game. We know our target demo very well. It's a classic seek and find game. We pre-release a view of the crime scene every week before the show airs, have people hunt for clues. One of those objects in that space is actually the key thing that helps solve the mystery each night. So trying to get people tied in. Vegas, interactive map, giving teasers now that it'll build over the season of what is the making of Vegas, how do they build up Vegas to be what it is. Obvious ties for us into Facebook with this one, with timeline. It's a look back, so posting elements of real life events that happened in Vegas during that area on our timeline to kind of get excitement and understand the conflict that was kind of raging at that time. Really great opportunity. And I also added in here the next level for us, because yesterday there was a lot of discussion around originals. And for us, certainly multi-screen and social is the place where these really thrive. We have a slightly different approach than many of the players in the marketplace here, in that we really focus on extensions or extractions from our primary broadcast experiences. So not so much originals that don't have a grounding within what we know is already our audience, but we do things like knowing that behind the scenes is extremely popular. So we produce this Anatomy of a Hit. This goes into painstaking details of how meticulous the production of episode of CSI is. Goes everything from the executive producers down to CBS Corp execs, down to behind the scenes, everyone who's responsible for the effects. Really what is a full detailed look and a full-on produced multi-series web series that we've had up and running on CBS.com, all the way to something like Live on Letterman.
Are we all ready for music's biggest night?
This year, CBS Television, in conjunction with the Recording Academy, broadcast the Grammy Awards. In order to enrich the Grammys experience and drive engagement, CBS launched a cross-platform awareness campaign months in advance leading up to the show. The 54th Grammy app, with news, videos, photos, and Grammy radio. Garage to Grammy Live, where you can nominate your favorite local band. The winner performed at a Grammy Live event.
We are Almost Kings
from Atlanta, Georgia, and we are this year's Garage to Grammys Live contest winners.
Grammy legends.
Working with Paul McCartney was just an unbelievable experience.
The Words with Friends sweepstakes, where keywords triggered ads, prompting over 22 million impressions to drive tune-in and downloads of the Grammy app. CBS also built a companion experience.
The executive panels include Social TV 2.0, Myth or Reality, The Rise of the Next Gen Operator, Are Apps the Next Channel? What's involved in creating a channel on a CE device? The TV Experience, what does the consumer really want?
Because it's free. So some are lazy, some are cheap, some are both. But there's sort of a creep in terms of...
You ready for this? You ready for this?
That ends our segment on TV Next. See you on the internet.
If you'd like to learn more about these important concepts or any other issues that we've covered on today's show, log on to www.morganrees.com. That's morganrees.com. Thanks for listening.